Grant, have you any homework tonight, darling?
Yes.
What have you got?
Reading? Spelling and reading.
Oh, good. Did you manage your sums at school today?
Yes.
You did. Good boy. And what do you want to do first? Reading?
Spelling.
Now.
We should have a pencil.
Hopefully baby will be asleep in a few minutes. Snip, snap, and snub. So do you want to do this first?
Yes.
And Mummy will put on some coffee for Daddy. Good boy, darling. Good boy. How many times? Five?
Six.
Three, four, five, six. Good. Machines work for all.
I'm going on to space, Mum, Mum.
Good, but I think they should be slightly bigger, Grant. When Mummy was at school, if they were too small, teacher used to smack us.
Uh-huh.
We did. We used to get the ruler across the knuckles when Mummy was in primary school. That's why we were taught to write beautifully, I suppose. Snip. Good. And Mummy will see if Daddy's...
Poor Annabelle off
coffee.
The feet.
I think we'll put it to off just now, Grant.
Did you have to see that?
Yes, because just when Daddy comes down, Grant, because there's a pause.
Right.
Ready?
No.
No, it's on there.
That's baby.
Baby asleep.
Yeah.
Good.
He's starting
to run
coffee, Grant.
Yeah, I'm just
going to
finish it.
He's got to spell them to me and then he's got to read.
S-N-I-P. S-N-A-P.
Snap.
S-N. Oh.
S-N-U-B. Or do you still say, oh? Good boy.
Now I'm going to do my reading, Dad.
What about doing it without looking at the book? So I just
I think it's jolly good.
Dad, can I just go on my reading?
Spell them to Daddy again first, darling, and then you can read your book.
Without looking at the book.
23 to 32.
S-I... No. Snip. How do you spell snip?
Snip. S-N-I-P. Come on, darling, you can do it.
S-I...
No. S-N-I-P. S-N-I-P. How do you spell snip?
S-N-I-P. You do it, you know.
How do you spell it?
S-N-I-P.
Grant, how do you spell snip? Come on.
Come on, darling.
You've got to be able to do without looking
well.
At the book, Grant.
You can't
do without looking
so
at the book.
Well.
That's no use.
That's been recorded.
Well, we're doing it normally.
Snip.
S-N-I-P.
Without looking at the book.
Again. Three times.
S-I-N-I-P.
No, S-N.
Good, Grant, you're so good, darling. Normally, S-N-I-P, snap, and snub. Grant! Never mind.
Oh,
pages 23 to 32.
Well, it's no use for
you. You did a lot last night, Bobby. Well, that's up to the last page. You only got this book last week. Where was it?
Yeah.
He can read beautifully. I'm so delighted. Aliens are amazed.
Well,
and her used to be a teacher, Bobby. She's amazed because,
this is no good going in the socks like that.
Come on, Grant!
Grant!
He likes the bed went over the mountain. Is baby asleep?
I don't know, she's asleep.
Would you get Grant, Bobby? Would you like a coffee just now? Or tea? Coffee?
No, sorry. Grant, come on, you've got this homework to finish.
We'll finish his work first.
Where are you?
Oliver! Come on, darling, would you like a drinky? You've been outside. Good boy, come and get a drinky then. Come on. Good boy.
How you do it normally? Come on now. Snip. Just think how it's pronounced. Snip. Snip. You're not doing it in that, because you're doing it. Forget that's there now. Come on. Snip. Come on. Snip.
Oliver's got some milk, Bobby.
S-N-I-P.
There you go, you can do it. Excellent. Right. Snap.
S-E-N-P.
Snap.
S-N.
Snap.
S-N-I-P.
That's snip. Snap is E. Just listen to how it's pronounced. It's pronounced snap. S-N-A-P. Snap. S-N-A-P. Grant, come on.
And S-N-A-P.
I'm going to rub that out.
You're not going to rub it out.
Goodbye, Derek. Come
it's just page normal conversation. That's exactly what we're having.
Page 23
no.
to 32,
Grant. I'm sorry.
23 to 32.
No, he hasn't finished this yet. Snap.
Come and see
S-N-A-P. Mama. Well, she should be in bed. She should be in bed. Right, you're ready to do your spelling now then?
Right.
Okay, we'll start with snip again. I just got spell snip.
S-N-I-P.
I-B-I-B.
How do you spell snob?
B-I-B. Mom.
Snob. How do you spell snob?
S-N-I-P.
That's snip. Good. How do you spell snub? Snap. Snub. Snub. Let's know what
you're saying. You're saying the bottom one.
That doesn't matter. You've got to learn to spell them. You don't get them in order, Grant. Just listen. You can pick it up by the way.
Oh, I just did the red one.
Snub.
The one
snub. Grant. Snub.
Grant.
If you don't do it by the time I count three, you go to bed. Now please yourself. Snub. One.
S.
O. Snub.
S. N. O. B.
Goodbye.
That's U. B.
That's it.
O. B. Okay.
Yes.
Snap.
S. N. E. P.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Annabelle. Okay, what else are you going to do then? So reading next.
Reading.
Page 23 to 32, darling. Now, right. Single barrel on top of the mountain.
Okay.
I'm not singing it.
I'll just read it out then.
Come on then, like a singing kettle. Oh, the bear went over the mountain. The bear
come on, Grant, it's you's got to do it, not Mummy or me.
The bear went over the mountain to see what he could see.
Grant,
you
do
said
it.
She
can't sing. She's
sing
too
girl,
young.
Girl. You should be in bed, you naughty girl. Come and sing this.
What are you doing up?
Well,
you should be in your bed.
The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain. The bear went over the mountain to see if he can sing.
Good. Next page, darling. Spaceman. Sunday night.
Come on, girl.
It was Sunday night and Scott was watching Spaceman on television. Scott had watched him get into the rocket many times and he dreamed about going with Spaceman. It would be fun if I could get into that rocket too, thought Scott. It would be fun to go far out into space. That was the last thing Scott thought about. He was fast asleep before Spaceman had finished his trip. Scott began to dream.
Good.
The time had come for Spaceman Scott to go to the moon. he would
okay. Thank you,
be the first boy to land on the moon. Scott walked outside and looked up at the rocket. The rocket was as tall as seven houses. It was as tall as seven schools. This rocket was this.
That is paper.
Scott seven that would take him to the moon. Scott climbed inside the rocket. The men were getting ready for a blast off. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Spaceman Scott began his trip to the moon. On and on into space went Scott 7. Then a part of the rocket fell away. When Scott looked out, he could see the stars and many flashing lights. Part of the time, Scott talked on the rocket's radio. Part of the time, he just looked out into space. The rocket came to a stop at space station. Some workers at the station took Scott inside.
New line.
They asked him to remember all the things he could about the trip from Earth. Then the men talked about the other rocket would take him onto the moon. They helped Scott get ready. In the morning, Scott, three of the men, got into the moon rocket. Again, they were ready to go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Away went the rocket with Scott and his friends inside. Away it went on its long trip to the moon. At last they landed on the moon. Scott and the men got out and looked around. What a strange place it was. Look here, Scott, said one moon.
One man said,
do you see that big round thing that looks like a ball? You live on that ball. That's the earth. That's what your home looks like from up here on the moon. How strange it was for Scott to see that
his
home was a round planet far out in space. One man had a shovel. He wanted to take some things from the moon back to us with him. The other men walked around and talked on the radio. Scott followed the men. He was not looking where he was going. Where he was going, and he fell down, 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 down. Scott fell. The dream was over, and so was Scott's trip to the moon. Well, said his mother, what are you doing down there on the floor? Scott laughed. I just fell off the moon, he said. What a dream I had.
Very good. Any more homework?
Well, that's excellent.
Any more homework?
No.
That's a lot. No, just leave it.
I'll do
I think Aileen's amazed how well he can read. Aileen's amazed, Bobby.
Yeah.
She used to be a teacher, and she can read. He can read so beautifully.
No.
Aileen, remember when Aileen was in Nigeria came last year, and you had the trampoline in the back garden ground, on the lawn, and you started to laugh. Julie did not laugh. Bobby and I was appalled. Because she kept me.
You had mortified.
Mistakes. I was mortified. Yeah. Yes, I was mortified.
You
remember the mistake she made, Grand? Mummy, I could hardly stop laughing because you could go when Julie stumbled at words, and she's older than you, but Aileen thinks you're wonderful. I think you can read beautifully. You've done really so well. So you've nothing else, Grand? Do you want some sums? Eucalyptus leaves, and she thought they were lovely. Remember the carnations and the
the bottom at one of the shops, the florist in Pitlochry.
Meh.
She was delighted. So, do we phone them once
we
get to the hotel? Or do they contact us?
So that's not that way.
What? You did.
I had Barry would phone, or I would phone him a few days before.
What I was going to say,
you're asking me about next week. I don't know what I do next week.
Help!
The governor's on holiday, so I have to work every day.
Help!
In fact, it would shock me, because the week after that,
the 14th.
Yeah, the week after, that's the week I shouldn't have a day off. Mm-hmm. If I work next week, I'm due a day off. So it'd suit me to work all next week and take that day off on the Friday. So we'll get away on the Friday. It's either that or taking a day's leave on the Friday. So I'll see what John says tomorrow.
It'll be a lovely break.
Because he didn't want me to take half days, so.
No.
So we'll have to see how it goes.
Where's Mama's
going? Are you going with your bed now, Annabelle, again?
You should be.
With your beddy again?
Well, Daddy, did you come upstairs and read a story?
No.
No, because Grant's going to have to blow this computer for 3 minutes.
What do you
think?
Just
a short while, maybe 20 minutes or something.
You won't grow a big girl unless
Bobby,
you go to bed.
Bobby, he said he's a drink. He's made me
bed,
drink.
Yes.
Oliver.
Bed.
Bobby.
Over.
He said he's drink.
Bed. You've done your wee-wees.
Done your
wee-wees. He's done his wee-wees. He's been outside.
He's been a good boy.
He's been a good boy.
It's Oliver a good boy.
And when I came back, Bobby, I gave Grant key and...
Mother.
Boy. He must have been pretty desperate because he didn't know before you left.
Mother,
warm.
Did a wee
before
we went
to class. Yeah, I thought we'd make
coffee or something.
Mother,
warm.
Did you think it was just boiled?
Is that bored?
You can see Oliver. Grant loves his new dinosaur books. He loves them, Bobby.
Okay.
I could only get 2, 3, and 4. I said to the lady, have you got number 1? And she said, no, just what got left. So it's 2, 3, and 4.
That's
dinosaur
no more.
Mysteries.
Just 4 in the series.
Just seems to be 4.
Does it tell you anywhere?
No, I thought it might have said at the back. Dinosaur.
What shop was this?
It was Littlewoods, actually.
Littlewoods.
Life after the dinosaurs and the end of the dinosaurs. I think it was Littlewoods. Littlewoods.
Yeah, try and get number 1 as well.
And then I went to Fraser's. Got my new Cruella shoes at Fraser's. Number 1, it would be lovely because they're handbook. I think it'd be easy enough to get. Oh, he loves dinosaurs.
He's going to be an expert in dinosaurs.
Oh, I think so. I think so. And he's dinosaur models, his Stegosaurus and Tyrannosaurus. He just loves them, Bobby. I think he's sorry they're extinct. But there they are, look.
He knows
that's like the one we bought in Edinburgh, remember?
So I always do them as dinosaurs, but
he knows. And it's the... No. He's got the proper names for them, because the Stegosaurus has got the teeny, weeny feet at the front and
what's
huge back legs like a frog.
A Diplodocus, is it? Diplodocus?
He likes a Diplodocus, but
the other one, what's
it's the Stegosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus or something.
The Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus.
Oh no, sorry, that's my fault. The Tyrannosaurus has got teeny, weeny front legs and a big back leg. Sorry. The Stegosaurus, the one that's got the big
that's his favorite.
Things on its back, like big spikes on its back. It's little and dumpy. No, that. I think that's like the model one you bought in Edinburgh.
This is that. A proto avis, is it? Another dinosaur that might have had wings.
There's Triceratops, they've got the big horns.
And
then the Diplodocus has got the great big neck. Now a lot of people think, Bobby, it's something like that.
Mama!
That's the one we got on top of that one, isn't it?
Diplodocus. Grant has got the Diplodocus.
Mama!
He's got the one with the teeny mini arms. Remember he got the one when we went to see them at the Dinosaurs Alive? And then they went to the museum.
We got two in it.
We did.
So the two we got.
There he is. Grant! Nana's delighted, isn't she?
Mom! Mum.
You have to read these books to them.
I said, Mum.
Learn about dinosaurs.
Yes,
I'm going to get more coffee, it's alright.
Sorry, Bobby.
Yes, sweetie.
Can I get the blue chair up to my room? The one in the boardroom.
You got a tape on, Dan? Use the sinkler, use the capstone, use the keyboard.
Would you like some juice, Daddy?
I'm getting a bit confused, don't I?
Hot Ivy?
Yeah, but you just put this. If it says sink or joystick,
it doesn't say that, it just says keyboard, sinkler, and capstone. It doesn't mention. Oh, it says, what's that other word?
Joystick.
Interface, it says sometimes.
Does it?
Yeah. We haven't got one of them, so.
Look at Grant's balls.
It's a lot easier if you can use the joysticks. The keys are awkward to use.
Aren't they lovely?
I'm starting to open it.
Yeah, I'll just
look, Grant, in a few days' time, Mummy did try to help them, just a teeny weeny bit. Miss Hyacinth has got to show them at the Airdrie Town Hall, Bobby. I think it's the Town Hall, isn't it, Grant?
When you take them to school?
Just gently. On next the 10th, I think.
This one's growing.
No, 2 weeks yet.
I thought you said you
were. 2 weeks. And about Friday's the last day, I think. And then they're showing on the side. Oh, Bobby!
What?
Will we see them, Meacham? Oh, yes, because we leave on the 14th, so it's the week before. So it's next week, then.
Was it on all week?
8th, 9th.
Or just one day?
Oh, no, it'll be next week. It's shown, then.
Next
Saturday.
Week. What, a week and Saturday? That's what we get off.
Oh, no, Bobby.
I'm working
it's
the weekend.
It's the 15th.
So we're
the weekend, we're in Pitlochry. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Dad.
And Mom!
Dad, what?
Oh, no.
Dad?
You did that to Wolfie.
Was that a nice book? Do you like that one?
We'll have to ask Mrs. Sword if she'll go and see them being judged.
Is it pretty?
Oh,
God.
And
are you going to your bed?
I'm going to tell her if...
No?
If my teacher mentions... If my teacher...
You need your beauty sleep.
Well, I think I'll try and put baby up to bed again.
Oh, what? Come on, Grant, put the
dinosaurs?
Tape on. And I'll still have big time left to play.
Look.
It'll be a bedtime.
What's the, ostrich?
What?
Oliver. Grant said that's the remaining big dinosaurs. So I suppose that just shows you how big their faces were, because look at the height of the ostrich.
Yeah.
Yes? Grant, you've got two in your bedroom.
Oh, what?
Two baskets.
It's an ostrich.
He wants one of the chairs. Bobby, at the bar.
They're all Oliver. That's a dinosaur.
Bobby, he wants one of the big chairs upstairs out
here. Oh no, Grant, you don't need that.
Well, you can if you want, but.
You can't, Grant. Okay, put these away.
Thank you.
You can look at that one. You look at that. That's Annabelle's one.
Bobby, will the two be ready?
Annabelle.
Yes.
Egg.
Egg? What would you like? Egg. Do you like egg?
Mama, egg.
Egg. Are you hungry? Egg. Do you like egg?
I like egg.
You like egg. Very good.
Egg.
Egg.
All of us.
All of us. All of us what? Let me have a look.
Go look.
Have a look. What cans? The Oliver's cans, though. That's
Mama.
Strawberries and raspberries.
Is it Mama's?
What's Mama's?
Mama's.
Mama's toilet paper.
Mama.
Is that the kind that she likes?
Mummy likes the peach and the pick. Mummy.
Mama.
From That's okay. Because Grant's got lots and lots of books, and I've also got quite a lot now, but she has books and she takes care of them as well. The Son of the White Horse. That's your book from Grant, Mary Watson.
Wait, check
the
article.
It's a lovely book. By
check
the article. Books.
That article they did it for us today.
Did you read the book about the little girl the other day?
Oh, so
the same.
Barely
three.
It's the same thing today. Young, gifted, and demanding, it says.
Her brother was a sense, and she went along, Bobby, and they found she was so brilliant.
Is that the same one? That's her. She can use a computer.
Yes, that's
she enjoys a thistle and not his problem.
And her mummy was so sweet. Little boy looks like his mummy.
But it tells you, goosey here, get the...
Catherine Barnes.
Tells you that she's able to read when she's three or something.
Jodie Foster. Oh, that's Jodie Foster, Bobby.
Right, have you got a gifted child? So it's time to look for starting to talk early and with a wide vocabulary. Unusual interest for their age, example, classical music for a three-year-old, reading by the age of three, early ability and enjoyment of maths.
Wow.
Real curiosity about how things work, grasp at that. Mm-hmm. Not just to repeat a question, why? Logical ability, proficiency in chess, good at puzzles or special toys such as Lego.
Yeah.
What's your favourite? Lego. Lego.
She loves Lego and she's especially
Lego. Lego, what's your Lego?
But it's amazing that Bobby, for her teeny weeny hands, how she can manipulate the Grant's Lego, the basic Lego. She can have a beautiful
Lego.
And she was here last week in Linda. And Linda's little boy, Christopher,
he's
about a month younger than Annabelle. And she feels a bit would be too tiny for him. He would eat them. Because one day they found him and he was choking to death practically. And Tam, Linda's husband, turned him upside down and cracked his back. He'd eat them on time for
him.
Now he could have choked
him. You're damaging that, Annabelle.
So, the last last time Linda was here, she came in her own, and her father dropped, and then her husband picked her up. And the Reverend Gordon, the Reverend Peter Gordon, came that day.
Yeah.
And when he came to the door, Linda and the little boy Christopher, they were upstairs. But previous to that, Linda had said that she was terrified to get Lego for the little boy. She was terrified when him and Annabelle were playing. I said, "Gosh," I said, "she's okay.
Yeah.
She can handle it beautifully." She's never eaten any little parts yet, and some of the arms, Bobby, are tiny. So she thought, well, she saw Annabelle handle it so beautifully, she thought she might get some to Christopher for his Christmas. But obviously she hadn't got, because she should have said that she was here last week. Sheena was amazed last week.
You sing it? Sing a song?
Seem to be, Bobby. And it's learning them to move their fingers and to use their imagination. It is. It's so good for them. And Mom, she was putting a lot of money for that thing that the Tupperware, that totem pails, and you stack up the pails. Probably about £12, just for some little things that you can use, just like a little seaside pail, but the totem pails.
You can turn the pony up.
It's my turn actually.
So you do it the weekend.
Dad phoned last week. No, I phoned on Sunday.
Mama.
No.
I go for Mama.
You phoned Mama?
I did phone during the week because, yes, it was Sunday.
So it's their turn to phone you?
Because she wanted to watch Mama. That programme. And she insisted it was on at 7:15, it was on at 2:15. The one of David Jason was
so
on.
So I'm still not clear, is it her turn to phone you or your
turn? It'll be her turn to phone. I think she'll phone me next weekend.
Mama,
this coming weekend. So we've got to get Oliver Brookton at Kennels. He's beautifully groomed. She thought he was lovely last week. I think it's the first time she'd actually seen Oliver look pretty and fit, but I think rather he's got a severe chill.
She wasn't off this weekend.
Fancy being fit in the winter time to join
us. Grop, this is my dad.
You could have seen Oliver.
Oliver left him there.
Can you go up next weekend? You're off next weekend.
Oh, what am I thinking about? Yeah. Oh, I suppose there's a...
Did you want to?
I was thinking, I haven't seen my dad since, what, Christmas?
Christmas time.
And it's not going to be before April. It's never heard from Iris, have
you?
It is Iris trying to phone us. It's Iris is trying to phone us, really, but I did think about Iris earlier. When I was in Glasgow and I thought, gosh, I should really phone just to see how your dad is, probably, because it's really up to her to see him every weekend. And the amount of times that I phoned the hospital recently.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you ever get messages.
Yeah.
I realise they're busy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
but they are busy.
I don't know.
He must miss you terribly, Bobby. But I think he's quite settled in hospital. I think he's quite settled.
Oh, pardon me, excuse me.
Quite happy, I think.
Sarda.
Although it is a worry, Bobby. But Dad visits him quite a lot. Well, I think that's a week or so, isn't he? The ladies who wait. Mr. Pratt attendance to the Queen.
Okay,
ladies.
Oh no, I can't go next week.
Why?
Because I'll still be covering for John Dermot.
Oh. Oh.
So that's that there. So, I don't know. Oh, that garden party I was telling you about.
Yes.
There's the Royal Garden Party.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was something to do with somebody else, but. No,
I thought it might have been. Royal Garden
I don't know yet.
That's an emperor.
Yeah, it's May, I thought they do. It's May's stuff. So, we just have to wait and see whether we get the invitation or not.
No,
don't know when I'm playing.
Really
but I didn't realise it was that.
I thought it must have been probably the Royal Garden Party.
So that'll be alright.
It's probably Holyrood Palace.
It's Holyrood Palace, yeah. I'm not sure it'll be there. Whether I'm not sure whether it's her herself or.
Oh, I should imagine it will be. It'll be a
queen. Well, just to keep your fingers crossed. Well, granted, I've had the tape loaded by now, so I suppose I better go and see if he's getting on.
I'm going to check.
No, what?
So, yeah, I'll go and check.
Now, darling, it's
right, Annabelle, we'll try again.
It's 1 minute past nine.
Off to your beddy this time. I see you.
Mummy, put over outside.
Okay, Betty again. Okay, night night. Good girl. Night. Night, Annabelle. Good girl. Bed.
Tolliver's lifetime, Bobby.
Okay.